This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on sorting out French labor law. France, what a country. Finishing up my Hella Euro road trip as the heat hit the 90s in Grenoble and Paris, I felt like I was catching the last train out of town before the whole country, and in fairness, most of Europe, shut down for the rest of the summer. You notice the small signs when almost every follow-up email is greeted with an auto return saying, I'll be back in mid-August, or more likely, August 29th. Meeting with the Alliance and React staff before leaving Grenoble, my bags were packed, but so seemingly were many of theirs. Hitting Paris in the attic loft where I stay, I had 4 pages of instructions on how to make sure the house was closed tighter than a drum, because they would be out for weeks as well. Every meeting ended as we'll follow up in September. Fascinating. After years of experience with the summer months as prime time for organizing, the notion that I'd woken up somewhere between Christmas and New Year's, except it was hotter here. But hey, vive la différence. I used to write some notes for my father on things that he would have found fascinating from my trips abroad, but this time I felt I needed to write a note to myself after the head organizer of Acorn's French affiliate gave me a short course on French labor law and how it caged organizing and field programs. All staff has a contract. The contracts can be short term for 6 to 12 months, or after several of these short stints, the law requires employees to be made permanent or released. Or, of course, the holy grail for workers occurs when you might finally receive an open-ended permanent contract. Annually, the head organizer has to do a formal evaluation with the staff members as part of the renegotiation of these contracts. Describing the process is a self-negotiation, where previously she might have negotiated full-time hours from 35, which is the standard work week in France, to 39 by paying the premium for those extra hours. Staff can propose to go back to 35 and can even make proposals on the content of the work, which for organizers might even mean having to discuss non-negotiable issues like time on the doors or the number of groups maintained by an organizer. It just takes your breath away. But as I overheard an organizer in Paris say about the government's attempts to modify some of these labor laws, we can't give away what our grandfathers fought for and won. Well, you put it like that. And on the other hand, managers may have contracts, but in exchange for the discretion and professionalism of their jobs, there is no restriction on their hours that I could tell. And different than in the United States, this is regardless of the amount they're paid. At the Acorn affiliate, everyone is on a minimum contract, whether short-term or open-ended at this point, meaning they're paid a minimum wage as set by French law. The minimum wage in France is set at the after-tax rate, which is a good thing, and is indexed to inflation and or legislative action, so it goes up annually, which is also a good thing. Once you sort it all out, it was about equivalent to what Acorn's starting wage was for all organizers about a decade ago, so not bad at all, really, in terms of a living wage. The minimum contract is not unusual and sometimes even includes a period where a new employee is paid by social benefits the first year and then in direct wages the second. I happened to meet the head of the ATD Fourth World in France, which is their largest operation for social services and organizing operations for the poor. All 100 of their full-time staff, who they call volunteers, are paid on a minimum contract, which is interesting when we think about what it takes to build community organizations and unions of lower income and lower wage workers. The package, as we call it in collective bargaining, is great in France as the country shuts down for the season over the coming weeks. But once you add it all up, backwards and forwards, it may be a maze to negotiate, but there's still a way to get there from here. Country roads, take me home. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.